It is August 29th. I think this is recording accurately. Okay. So this lesson is called The Shoulder Behind the Back. It's from the Alexander Yanai series. I'm going to morph it so it's not true to exactly. It's going to have everything that Moshe put in with a few other things that seem pertinent. And it's in the 300s. I want to say 323. So if you have the reference, try 323. 322, something like that. It's in the low 300s. Okay, so let's go ahead and lay on your back. When I have lessons and I read, Moshe left a bulk of lessons, many of them written down, many of them recorded, and I think it's the practitioner's job to find out what he was up to. So, and he's up to many things in certain lessons, and we just interpret them. So, as I was doing this lesson, why I chose it for opening this series is because I believe in every lesson that he formulates, there's sort of an idea. At least one, if not more than one, but there's always sort of a main idea he's trying to get across in the lesson. And in this lesson, there's this idea of the sternum, even though he never once uses the word sternum or never once actually draws your attention to the sternum. I believe he's doing ideas in this lesson, constraints in this lesson, to hook the sternum to the head and make the two dialogue together. So I'm going to mention the sternum because I think that's what can be brought out in this lesson. So as you're lying there, feel your sternum. It's another word for breastbone. And just feel how it is for you tonight. Literally, as you breathe, can you feel your chest? How open does the chest feel? How closed and constrained does the chest feel? Yeah, some of you need to touch it to figure out where it is. That's an excellent way. That's what the baby does and learns where they are in space and what's what. So feel free anytime. Now, I'd like you to just roll your head to one side. Roll your head a little bit and then bring it back to your midline. You're going to continue along that side. I'd like you to roll it only where you feel it free. So you're not trying to push and stretch the neck or anything like that. You're just, when you stop feeling that idea of lubrication or like ball bearings on hot oil, very easy, that's where you stop. So go in the sense of ease. And can you listen to the chest and listen to the breastbone? As you roll, listen to the collarbones and look for resonance. Look for aliveness there, that as you change the orientation of your head, something may resonate in the chest, if you allow it and look for it. Please rest. Do you feel a difference in the side of your face that your head was rolling towards? So divvy up your face into two halves. Feel the right side, feel the left. And is there a difference in the side of your face that you rolled your head towards? Is there a difference in your chest, right and left? Is there a difference in the middle of your chest, right where the sternum is? Do you feel yourself breathing? And then take yourself to rolling your head in the opposite direction. Again, looking for the idea of where it's smooth and not trying to match it. This side may be very different for you. So you're going midline, recognizing midline, and recognizing off midline, rolling the head. The head changes location in space. Can you feel the back of the head do that? If you had sort of like chalk on the back of your head, it'd be making some sort of a mark on the floor. as it changes space. And start to go back and forth, passing midline, going to the other side, slowly, looking for resonance and change in the sternum, the chest, the shoulders, the collarbones. Can you feel yourself clearly as you do this? Go slow enough so that you can feel yourself clearly. When you're satisfied, let your head rest in the middle. Feel the back of your head resting on the floor. Feel your pelvis resting on the floor. And feel your chest. Please bend your right knee and put your right foot on the floor. I'll reference this as standing your right foot. Using your right foot, pressing into the floor, let your right hip lift and let yourself roll a little bit onto the left side. And then set your right hip down back to the floor so the arms stay quiet right by your side and you're just picking up your pelvis and hip and rolling it a little bit and then letting it rest back to the floor. As you roll like that and the right hip picks up and yourself starts to turn to the left, can you bring your head also in rolling and turning to the left? So make a head gesture that goes along with this. Do you feel when your sternum goes along with the movement? When you feel your sternum start to go along with the movement, that can be the cue for your head. So you wait to roll your head until it feels right. Lovely. Can you release your chest, release the pecs, the pectoral muscles. Yeah. Let the arm drag. Let it be so delicious, so luxurious. It doesn't have to be big, but feel it deeply. And feel yourself going back to the earth. Very important that that hip goes all the way back and you take a rest in your neutral place. And then you begin again. That's probably enough. Extend your leg and take a rest. You can take a rest anytime. I remember my teacher, Anat Banyal, said, it's very intelligent to be lazy. So rest. Rest when you need. Be on the lazy side. It's better. At least while doing Feldenkrais. This is good. Permission to rest. In between each movement, you have that permission to just come to rest before you start another one. Let's do a similar idea, the right foot standing, the right leg standing. Feel where you want to put it. And now continue with the same movement, but this time turn your head to the right side. So your pelvis is rolling, obviously, to the left, but each time that happens, you turn your head to the right and invite your sternum to turn with the head. Just invite it. Think of it. And wait. We're still in the same. This foot is up. This one's down. So the right foot is standing. And now you're turning your... You're pushing through the right foot, lifting the right hip, and as you do that, there's a timing where you roll your head to the right. That's nice. So you roll your head to the right as your hip lifts. or in the appropriate timing, then everything comes back to your center and you find the hip going back down. Rest if you need. Everybody take a rest. Really let yourself settle into the ground. Give up the work in the leg. Most of this movement is done through the power of the leg. Most of our powerful movements are done through the legs and the pelvis. And the head and the neck muscles are the delicate things. The fingers are the delicate things. So we generate the motor from the center and then it gets delicate on the way out. Good. Okay, let's stand the left leg now. And try it on this side where you press through the left foot and you roll the pelvis so that you roll your weight all the way over to the right side and you let your head turn with it. So everything is kind of going in the same direction. Your head is looking right. Let your right leg receive the weight. Let the inner thigh be at ease. Let your whole self receive the changing weight and feel the changing weight. Feel how your chest can melt, shoulder blades can release, neck and head can be easy on the floor, and you just roll the head gently and easily to comfort. Head rolling to the right. Find that hip going all the way back to the earth and take a pause before you do another one. Really let everything go. Because then each movement can be a recalibration for your nervous system. The slowness helps us calibrate, helps us understand, shift, change. Helps us feel is what it does. Good. Let your leg extend long. Please take a rest. Notice how you rest, what you feel. Are you breathing? Of course, everyone is breathing, but what's the quality of the breath? Bring the left foot again to stand. Repeat the idea of lifting the left hip, rolling to the right. Now let your head, at the appropriate time, roll to the left. Invite the sternum to go along with the head. As if the sternum had an orientation, which it does. Sometimes I think about painting an eyeball on the sternum and letting that eye look in different places. So as your own eyes are looking left because you're rolling your head, there's an echo in the sternum that the sternum can also begin to look a little left. Maybe not to the extent that your eyes are, but integrated. Like a chord on the piano, certain notes integrate together and harmonize. Allowing that hip to fully go all the way down and everything to go to the middle to rest before you begin again. And just really feel how you do this. Taking the time to be patient with yourself. Jaw, upper molars, area between the brows, breath. resting when you need to, bring your leg down. Let everything go, including your jaw. Feel the back of your head. Feel your pelvis. And feel your chest. Please stand your right foot. So bend your right knee, place your right foot standing. Bring your right hand up to the ceiling. And flex your hand as if you were going to hold the ceiling up, like if you were a waiter with a tray. And then bend your elbow and place your hand on the floor. If you've ever done a back bend, it's a little bit like the back bend position. Your fingers will be angling down towards your heel. So it's hand on the floor. So everybody put your hand up to the ceiling. Hand up to the ceiling. And then bend your elbow. And then place your hand almost like you're going to do a back bend. There you go. So something like that. So let's put your hand, bend your elbow towards the ceiling. So we go like this. And then you cut in my cord. There we go. Something like that. Mm-hmm. If you can. Okay. Now in that position, I'm going to have you lift your right hip. There you go. And then put your right hip back down. As you lift your right hip, can you roll your head to the left because your body's rolling to the left? Actually, no. I'm going to have you roll your head to the right. And see if you can put the hand clearly down. So you're going to almost look, and like you were wearing a wristwatch, you're going to see your wrist. Yeah, roll the head to the right as you lift the right hip. Uh-huh, yes. And then let everything come back. Uh-huh. Good. Give that up and take your hand away. Let your leg go long. So sometimes to plant the hand, if you look towards it, it helps you plant it. So Moshe put that in, that little sequence in there of looking at the hand to help people actually get the hand down. It's very... one could say it's an aggressive position because we don't usually do that with our hand and do back bends on a regular basis or handstands on a regular basis. Okay, let's do it again. Bend the right knee, stand the right foot, and this is called standing the right hand. Okay, so bend the elbow, stand the right hand. Now, do the following sequence. As you lift your right hip, I want you to roll your head to the left and let the back of it start to go through the space that your elbow makes and then slide your head back out. So you're actually going to bring the back of your head backwards through the little triangle that your arm makes, as if you could see a wristwatch if you're wearing one on the right side. Okay? So you lift the hip and you roll your head to the left and you bring the back of your head, which is here, slide it back. And then eventually, maybe it goes underneath all the way so that you can see the wrist. But it doesn't have to. Okay? It's just the idea to begin with. Yeah. You're wondering what I'm talking about. Good. Rest for a moment. Undo everything. Rest, rest, rest. Yeah, if you need to circle your wrist or if it's a little too aggressive, you can always get in the position and you can visualize the movement kinesthetically. Feel your way through the movement. You don't have to actually do any of these movements if they feel too difficult to do. Okay? All right, roll to your side, except Liat, can you stay down? Can everyone gather around Liat? I want to just show something. Is it okay with you? Okay. So go ahead and bend your knee. And we'll wait for the group to surround you. So put your hands in the position. There you go. So what I want you to watch with Liat is the idea of her breastbone right here relating to the back of her head. Where is the back of her head? Right now it's on the floor, but as she turns her head, can you just turn your head to the left? Now the back of her head is here. So she had like a ponytail. I could drag that ponytail through this little gate. But it has to do with what you do with your sternum. So can you just do the movement? That sternum has to do something, otherwise she can't do it. Can you kind of like mess up your sternum and not let it do that? I don't know how you would do that. And then it's necky. It's really necky. Right? So it's like her whole spine, but a lot of the sternum is giving her the power through the leg and the hand to do that. And then it's quite easy for her to see her wristwatch if she were wearing one. It's not so hard. Yeah, so you just, it's the idea of almost thrusting your head back and hooking it right here. Okay, rest. Let's all go back to that. It doesn't matter if you get all the way. Even if you get a smidgen and you get the idea that there is something that you lift in the sternum, you do something with the spine. Sometimes we cut ourselves off from our sternum completely. We fix it. So let's not fix it. Let's let it be active and alive. Go ahead and bend your right knee. Stand your right hand in the bridge position or back bend position. And very gently begin lifting, pushing through the right foot, rolling your head and placing the back of your head backwards. And then sliding your head out. Feel that the back of the head, the orientation of the back of the head, is what's going through the gate. Yeah. And don't struggle. Just, it's only an idea, right? So the back of your head, if you look towards the right arm, that sends the back of your head away from going under there. So if you look to the left, the back of your head now has a possibility of going there. Yeah, and just sliding your head. That's very good. Undo that and rest. Yeah, shake out your wrist if you need. Believe it or not, when you use your head on the surface like that, you know, you can feel kind of your pushing on the surface a little bit. It's very safe typically for your neck to use the head in that way because it hooks it immediately with the sternum. Unless you're doing something really kablooey, right? It's almost safer than letting your head wail around. Has anyone ever danced really hard and given themselves like a neck injury? Like you go, what was I doing last night? You know, I was a little toasted or something, dancing around and whipping my head around, and now my neck hurts, right? Sometimes the head in free space, whiplash always happens with the head in free space, right? But when the head is grounded like this, it's a different situation. So don't do more than you can tolerate. Let's try it on the other side. So put the left foot standing and feel, can the left arm go a little bit like a push-up? Just a little bit. Like a back bend, I didn't mean to say push-up. And then you begin to push the left foot, lift the left hip, and the sternum lifts. The area between the pubic bone and the ribs where they split elongates. And then you come out of it. And resting when you need. We'll have plenty of time to do this. That's it. And here, if you place your foot out a little bit wider. No, that's too wide. in a little bit. And I'm not going to let your knee completely cascade in. I'm going to ask your knee to stay a little bit more, bring your heel in a little bit more over your foot as you do the movement. Go ahead. Ba, 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 ba. So that your foot still stands. Then you still have power through the foot. If it cascades in, I'm speaking about someone's knee, if it goes all the way in and you're only on the instep of your foot, it doesn't give you as much power. See if you can feel the difference between that. Okay, everybody's resting. Okay, let's go back to the right foot standing. Let's put the right hand in the bridge position. And let's elongate the left arm overhead. And continue to do the movement. Now you're going to press through the right foot. You're going to bring the back of the head underneath that little gate. Yes, just a little. And then come out of it. There you go. So, less struggle. Less struggle. Because it's a kind of a big aggressive movement. And go just to there. Bravo. And then come out. You feel? When I can do this, we integrate with the sternum. Do it again. You're doing so good. Ah. You feel how you can use your head like that? So it doesn't have to go all the way through, but this is the beginning of the movement. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Try yourself. Yeah. Don't turn your nose to the arm, because then the back of the head goes away from underneath here. You want the back of your head to orient underneath there, so the head, the face has to turn. Yeah, and then you can do it. That's lovely. Good. Rest. Everybody rest. By the way, when the back of your head aims through the gate, does the distance between your chin and your breastbone stay the same, decrease, or increase? Think about it. What happens? How many say it stays the same? Just raise a hand. Just your guess. Stays the same. How many say that it decreases, that your chin kind of tucks in? Okay, and how many say that it increases? Okay, and some people aren't even guessing. Okay, let's do the whole thing on the left side again. So, left knee standing, left hand like a bridge, and now your right arm elongating overhead. And very, very gently, go ahead and begin and find out what happens with the chin. Does the chin and the throat get exposed? Does it stay the same? Does it get protected? What happens with the throat? Yeah. Going towards looking at your watch. That's lovely. Uh-huh. How's that feel?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to just help you a tiny bit. I'm not going to do more than you're doing. I'm just going to support you right here and maybe do half of what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Just go to there.
Okay.
And come out. Yeah.
All right, isn't it from there?
Oh, you're doing great. Ah, that's better.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
More
slowly and come out and rest. Rest for a moment. Everybody rest. Okay. Rest. Okay, I'm going to morph the lesson a little bit here because I think it's something's happening in class that I think will be good. Patty, can we use you as a demo? Yeah? Okay, let's gather around Patty. What side's easier to make
really
the bridge?
Know.
Okay, you just choose a side.
Okay.
And I'm going to do what I did with Julie, bring the arm overhead. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to do your maximum. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold her by the scruff of the neck, very similar to where the mama kitty will hold her babies. You know, the scruff right here. You know, it's an important area because it relates to the first couple of ribs and how the head sits on our chest and all that. So go ahead and do your thing. And it's as if I can almost take the scruff and push it. And the scruff relates to what she does in the sternum, right? And what happens with the scruff of our neck? You know, we often pinch it. This all gets, you know, like this, forward head, all that, right? And in this, we're teaching the idea of what happens at the base of the neck versus here, and how can the head line up and be free and take this gravitational force? How can the ribs take the force? So I don't know if, well, we'll see if this makes sense. But there, and then she comes out. It's almost like we kind of push her that way. And there's something that we're going to do next. You can rest for a moment. Everybody stand up for a moment. We're going to do this on the floor. And Moshe doesn't make this clear in the lesson, but doing it, I'm just going to make it more obvious. He likes people to kind of like find it out for himself. But we're going to just cut through and tell you how to do it. So with your arm, the right arm, if you place it behind your back and you slide down your thigh, there is a movement of the shoulder blade that is back and down. Right? You feel that? Kind of back and down. And you bend a little bit as you do it, right? So everybody do it. It's almost like you have a side pocket and you want to slide into the side pocket. And that lets your blade go back and down. That relates to the scruff of your neck and the sternum, right? Because if that's all frozen and I'm like this, this is bad posture 101 with forward head and this all kind of caved in, I can't do that motion and it gives me rotator cuff. Right? Or whatever. I can't even fasten my bra anymore, right? But there's an idea of power of like, shoom, right? So we're going to explore that as a way to reorganize or maybe help change a little bit of the sternum and the clavicles and the base of the neck. We're going to do it laying down. So you're going to lay down and you're going to bend your knees and you're going to put the arm, the right arm, diagonal along the left. And the idea is that you're not just going to put it like this, but you're going to want that shoulder blade to do something like that. And you want to lay like that, not just like this. See the elbow bent versus the elbow straight. Straighter. It's not fully straight. So lay down. Bend your knees and stand your feet. And put your right arm literally underneath yourself so that maybe the fingers can poke out. Maybe not, but maybe they can go towards that pocket on that left hip. Right? Or maybe they can even poke out the side. And then literally, you lay on the arm. It's like a lot of weight, but just give it a try. Uh-huh. Keep your right leg standing and lengthen your left. And in this configuration, you're on your arm. Push into the right foot, lift the right hip and roll a little bit to the left and let your head go left. And then when you come back, your head goes midline. And you're rolling over your arm. Yes, I'll repeat it. Your right arm is diagonally underneath you, so the hand is poking out a little bit, maybe to the left. You see the fingers. And your right foot is standing. You're lifting your right hip, rolling everything to the left, including your head. Why would Moshe have you do this? To make it uncomfortable on your arm? Perhaps. Yes. Because it boinks the sternum up. If you're doing it well, it boinks the sternum up. So rest for a moment. Follow. Come to sit and look at me for a minute. Okay. So here I am. Follow. Gather around me for a moment. He's trying to get you, I believe, to do something that's going to talk to your sternum. But if I just put my arm like this with my elbow bent, it's basically just under my lower back, and not a darn thing is happening with my sternum, really, in this. But if I start to put it like that, look at the configuration. All of a sudden, I'm almost like in a full-on arch, in a way. My back is certainly arched, but all of a sudden, my breasts have just lifted into the air versus here. So if you can't get it there, that's okay. You can negotiate. I mean, maybe you can get it here, but it's the idea that that shoulder blade goes back and down. So if, even if you can get it here, can you see the configuration change? That's what he's after. Okay? So, and it's aggressive. You're laying on your arm, you know, and you're doing something with your shoulder, but you're trying the best you can to get the shoulder back and down with that blade. Yeah. And then once you're in there, go ahead and bend your right knee, stand your right foot, and lift, start gently, gently lifting your hip and rolling over. And do a couple where you roll your head in the same direction. And when you've explored that, then start rolling your head opposite. So, in other words, your right hip lifts, but you invite your chest and your head to go to the right. So the pelvis is going to the left, but you're going to your head and chest are going to the left. Yes. Yeah, you feel that idea? And then everything goes back to midline. And you may have to do one or two, take your arm out, because it's maybe a lot. That's it. See if you can get the elbow. I know. You do it in standing, and yet when then we lay down, we get all kablooey. Yeah. What?
Pull out your arm.
Pull out her arm. Yeah. Okay, everybody take your arm out, please. Oh, I know. It's a nice break, isn't it? Moshe has this thing in all of his lessons. He has like Alexander, Matthias Alexander has like a resting position. Well, so does Moshe, actually. And when you're on your back, he has this idea that you rest with your palms down. So my whole first year of the training, I lay on the back. It was so comfortable to have my palms up, like Shavasana in yoga. You know, I was a palms up kind of gal. And then we'd have these cues. Rest with your palms down. And it felt horrible to me. Rest with your palms down? What are you talking about? Rest with your palms down. So in my classes, I don't really use that so much, but it's good for you guys to know, because when your sternum and blades and base of your neck are organized, you do rest with your palms down spontaneously. So you may find that you go from palms up to like maybe thumb up to the ceiling to a little, you know, but don't try and force it, because that just adds another layer, right? And just see what evolves with the arms. But if you read his literature, his ATMs, he's always saying, rest on your back, arms down by your side, palms down. That's always the cue that he uses. So he made his students do it anyway. Okay, so let's try the other side. Bend the knees and put the left arm on the diagonal underneath you. Yeah, really get that blade to go back and down on the diagonal. Your left knee is bent. Now your right leg will be long. And start with lifting your left hip and letting everything roll to the right, including the sternum, including the head. Everything just goes a little to the right. You kind of smush your hand or smush your forearm a little bit, and then you go back to the earth. Find going back to the earth. The more you get your arm underneath you, the actually easier it is. So it's a little bit of a conundrum. It's like being an expert tennis player, like a tennis pro uses very little energy. So it's like the better you get at tennis, the less energy you use, right? A beginner totally uses extra energy. But you kind of have to do that to learn what you're doing. So just be gentle with yourself. If your watch is on, it may be uncomfortable. Okay, take your arm out for a moment and give it a rest. When you're ready, repeat that same configuration. So it's going to be your left arm on the diagonal, your left leg standing. And this time you're going to roll your head to the left as you do the movement. Invite your chest to participate. Be gentle with yourself. Now stay with your arm underneath you and switch legs. Now, be extremely gentle and begin to lift your right hip and roll your head to the right. But be very gentle. You can ruin your shoulder if you're not gentle. Roll your head to... Well, first let's start rolling it to the left. And then we'll be rolling it to the right. Very easy. Small. And now you take your head opposite, which will be rolling your head to the right as you lift the right hip. Nice and easy. Easy, easy does it. Okay. Good. Take your arm out and take a rest. Bend your knees, stand both your feet, and put your hands again in that bridge back bend position, both hands actually. There you go. Now, do a movement as the following. You're going to lift your pelvis into the air, and you're going to let the back of your head not leave the floor, but you're going to let your chin go up towards the ceiling. And you're going to press through your hands, so you'll be in a bridge a little bit. You'll lift up in like a pseudo back bend, but you let the back of your head come down too. Go back. Let the back of your head go back. Yeah. That's it. Don't ever lift your head. That's good, Lavinia. That's great. That's right. Don't lift your head off the floor. Okay, rest for a moment, and we'll watch Lavinia do the movement. So roll to your side. It doesn't have to be as big as she's doing, you know, but her head's never going to leave the floor. So she's going to feel the feet where they need to be, feel the arms where they need to be. She lifts the pelvis, and at the right moment lifts the sternum. The head acts like a foot, and there she is, the arms, head. And then she scoots the head out. That's it. Yeah. That's the idea. Can you do half of what you're doing? Just show what half would look like. Back of the head, back of the head, back of the head. It's hard for her to just do half. Right? Good. And then come back out. That's the idea. Okay, rest. Thank you. So it doesn't have to be full huge bridge, but get the back of the head and the sternum lifting. Use the arms. Even if it's just a smidgen. Yeah, she's like, how do I do that? It's what I showed with Patty, where I kind of just, boom, right? It's the scruff of the neck. So rest for a minute. You do with me, maybe. Let's just go calm. It doesn't have to be a lot. Just calm. I'm just going to... That's it. Come back down. Oh, too hard, huh?
Yeah.
Just slowly, slowly. Let's do less.
Okay.
Let's do less. Rest. It's a timing issue.
Yeah, I think so too.
Rest for a moment. So I'm going to describe one student having a hard time. Because as you lift the pelvis, there's a phenomenon that it flattens out the nape of your neck, right? If you leave your neck and head quiet, it'll like be like almost like a yoga plow position, right? So if you get so lifted and you don't do anything with the arms and the back of the head, you actually flatten and you kind of pass the point of no return. It's kind of like having your emergency brake on and trying to go up the hill. So it's a question of like when you need to push the power through the hands and the back of the head to think more of the center lifting rather than all the weight dumping on the neck.
Right.
So it's sort of a timing issue. Yeah. Okay. Rest for a moment. Let's break that down. Bend both your knees and put both hands into the bridge position. So instead of doing a full bridge like this, let's just alternate side to side, passing the back of the head through the gate of the arm, okay? So you're going to push through one foot and turn your head to the back of the head. That's your nose, the back of your head. Yes, 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 yes. Because see, that's going to start this idea of your sternum lifting. And maybe that's easier. And then the back of your head, the back of your head, that's still your nose. There you go. Yes, can you see how it's confusing? Isn't it? The back of your head goes through. Bravo. Yes, and that's an excellent breakdown rather than doing a full bridge. Yes, the back of your head. Yes, you've got it. That looks nice. And then you take it out and then you do the other side. The back of the head. Yes. Yeah, it's okay, huh? Push through the hand a little bit. The hand. That's lovely. Good. Let that rest, please. Please just let your head roll a little bit to one side. Invite the sternum and the chest to participate. Let your head roll to the other side. So it can roll back and forth with attention. Feel the back of the head. And then there's also the top of the head. When we do the full bridge, you end up going more towards the top of the head. Feel the sternum, feel the chest. Go half of what you're doing and half as fast. Just a smidgen to one side. And the other, where is your head truly free? Okay, give that up, please, and rest. Let's roll over on your belly. If you have glasses on, you probably want to take them off. Be on your belly so your forehead is straight down. Widen the legs. Let them be a little bit wide. And take your left hand and place it on the back of your head. Now, if you can, you either grab the index finger and the middle finger together with the other hand, or you grab the wrist. So grab the fingers or the wrist, whatever. So the right hand is grabbing the left. And you're going to lead, you're going to pull the left hand across the back of your head so that the right elbow goes a little more near your chest or a little more near your side and the right upper arm gets next to the side of your head. And do that many times. Hold on to the fingers or the wrist. You've got to hold on something to pull. Otherwise, it doesn't work. That's lovely. In a way, what you're doing is you're taking your left arm and you're marrying it to your head. You're like glomming it to your head. We can all do this in standing. Let's do it in standing. It's such a different motor pathway in laying down on your belly. So let's stand and then you'll see how easy it is and maybe your nervous system won't figure it out. So in standing or in sitting, Everybody can put the left hand underneath their back underneath. And then you can grab the wrist or the fingers. And now you're thinking, can I pull so that the elbow goes down and the head and the arm get like nested together? Yeah? You feel that? Look at how much you can nest. Yeah? You feel that? Boom! It's easy for you to do that, right? Now, the constraint is we're on the floor. Most of us in free space kind of flex a little bit and kind of nest like this. The reason why it's so hard when we're on our belly is because there's the floor here. And the floor goes, you can't do that because there's a floor. And you have to be like this, right? Which is a whole different situation. And yet, maybe that's the idea. We're going to nest, leave it there, and then you're going to roll over this long side, which is going to be your left side. So let's try it. Go down on your belly. Don't injure yourself. It's kind of an aggressive lesson. The last two that I've taught is sort of on the aggressive side. So you just do a little bit. Your forehead's down on the ground. Left hand's behind your head. You grab the wrist and or the fingers, whatever feels best for you. And you drag over and down to the right. When you get that nest, can you please roll your body over that left side all the way to your back? Let your legs do whatever they need to do, and you go onto your back. And you're still nested. And then you reverse. Do whatever you need to do with your legs to reverse. You're rolling over your left side, not towards the right, but over the left side. So you'll pass over your left side as you get towards your back. That's it. Bop, 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 bop. It's like creating a very long left side. Yeah, and it's not the easiest thing to do. Yeah, as some of you are finding out. So you're going to roll that way. Beautiful. Ah, excellent. Excellent. Yeah, to visualize it. Yeah, how do you do that? And then how do you use your legs so that you don't plop? Good sound effect there. Good. Next time you get onto your back, just let it all go and rest. So is that too hard of an idea to do? It's okay. All right. Because there's a modification if it's too hard. Okay, everybody on your back, or rest on your belly if you like that too. It doesn't matter. Just rest. So we just worked with lengthening the left side. So actually, everybody at this point, go on your back so we can all be doing the same thing. Can you just stretch your left arm overhead and feel, is it easier to get it up overhead? Can you feel the length of your left side? That's nice. Stand your right foot. Put your right hand in the bridge position. And pass the back of your head underneath that little gate, lengthening the left side as you do that. You can actually slide your left knuckles a little bit on the floor. Yeah. As you roll over onto the left armpit a little bit. You know, as you do that, there's a sense of almost rolling onto the armpit. Or certainly the rib cage. Lovely. That's really good. Good. Rest, bring your arms down. That's one of the functions that we lose. Full overhead arm motion is lost as we age and the way we use ourselves. But we can cultivate it back. Slowly, easily. If your shoulder hurts doing any of these, please don't continue those movements. It'll just give you difficulty. So you need to modify a little bit or do a little bit less. So it's not like you bang your head against the wall through pain to get it back. Okay. Go ahead on your belly again. And let's now elongate the right side. So the way we do that is we put the right hand behind the head and grab onto the fingers. And just kind of cultivate a little bit of it sliding over. And think of the whole right rib cage opening up or lengthening. And the elbow has to get in the air for that to happen. And so many of us, that can't even happen. It's just really hard for the elbow to get in the air. So if we go something like this, I'm just going to be very gentle with you, but I'm lifting your elbow so that you feel how that's a little bit different. It's hard to cultivate that, but you can do it. Put it on the back of your head if you can, not on the top. Yeah, you doing okay? Doesn't mm-hmm. hurt? Mm-hmm. When you feel like you've got enough length on your, this being your right side, you can fixate it there and begin to roll over that right side. Spread your legs apart. It makes it easier. You have to contort your legs and do stuff. You can roll a little bit, roll back. You can do the whole thing if you want. You can play with a small little range if you want. Depends on what your shoulder can tolerate. And if someone can't do this because their shoulder is hurting them, you let me know and I'll tell you what to do instead. Feel those moments of lengthening the side. Almost as if you could roll over your armpit. Yeah, that's right. Use your feet. That's good. There are levers there for you to use. Okay, rest everyone. It's big, isn't it? It's a big lesson. Do one more idea. Go on your back. Bend your knees up. Place your right hand underneath you on the diagonal, like we did before. Mm-hmm. Slide that shoulder blade. Now put the other one there as well, so crisscross your arms. And maybe you can hold on to the elbows. One hand holds on to one elbow, the other hand on the elbow. If not, you hold the forearms. So behind you, you're crisscrossed a little bit. Okay? Yeah. You're going to lift your pelvis up, and you're going to let your head, shoulders, and arms swing a little to the right and swing a little to the left. Hold your wrists if you can't hold your elbows, or hold your forearms if you can. And swing the arms. Make the arms move. And your head too. That's it. Uh-huh. It's easy to do in free space. And now you have to move like a lizard. Yes. Okay, rest for a moment. So, rest. Bring that out. Bring that out. Yeah. Okay. Fuck, can we look at you? Let's come over and gather around Mr. Big Blue Mat here. So when I say, like, you know, lizards are like snakes. They've got all that kind of S-curvy kind of thing. So come on over here. And you'll see what makes the movement easier. So, like, in free space, we know that we can do this. If I don't move anything, everybody stand up except fuck, you know what you're doing, so you can stay on there. But everyone stand up for a moment. Or you can stand up if you want. Everyone stand up, right? And either grab their wrists or their elbows, whatever's more comfortable, right? And just stick straight. Don't move a darn thing. Your shirt should not move. Stone. You can swing your arms to a certain extent, right? But then the shoulder maxes out, right? Don't make your shirt move. Oh, it's hard for you. Look at yourself in the mirror and don't make the breasts move. There you go. No movement of the nipples. That's so bad. But, you know, it's one way to say, right? Is the spine moving? If nothing's moving there, then it's not. Okay. So now, if you swing and let the spine curve, Sure. Then look how much more swing you get out of the arms. Right? That's basically what we're doing. We're side bending. Right? And Moshe has this constraint that the arms are behind us so that we're not side bending like this, but we're almost popping the chest up with a side bend. Okay? So let's watch him do the movement. So he has this he only has his wrist because that's comfortable for him, but he has this idea of this lateral pretty easily. Watch his shirt. Look at those wrinkles on the shirt, right? Roll your head to the right, turn your head to the left. Turn. There you go. And then go the other way. Turn. That'll make it even easier. Turn. Cha-chung. Turn. Cha-chung. Turn. So there's a little bit of free shoulders moving, and there's also spine doing it. Okay, rest. Thank you for demoing. Yeah. It looks so easy. Doesn't it look so easy when it gets organized? It's like, well, what was the big deal about that? You know? But it's not to stress you out. It's just to show you that it's possible. So, let your head turn in the direction that your head is moving. So if your arms move left, your head swings to the right. Also, turn your nose a little bit to the right. So when you're ready, join both arms behind you, lift your pelvis, and move like a lizard. There you go. See? Everyone's doing it now. No big deal, right? Feel those blades. One blade dropping down and back. Another blade down and back. You can even pull your wrist. Pull the other arm. Pull the other arm. Yes. Bravo. Everyone's doing it. There must be something to this. Rest. Okay. Let's counter that with a little flexion work. Bring your knees over your chest. Hold on to them. Raise your head to look between your legs and rock a little bit to and fro. If it's too hard for you to raise your head with your neck, release one hand and hold the back of your skull. And then bring your head down. It's so you want your neck to be comfortable. Or if that's too much, basically interlace your hands behind your head. Go ahead and do that. Leave your legs there. Just flatten out your lower back and raise your head to look between your knees. Let your elbows come in, yeah. And that flattens your lower back and does abdominals, and then put your head back down. Just lengthens out your back a little bit because we did so much extensor work. So that's another way of doing it. If that feels better on your hips, you can do that way too. Good. Yeah. Wonderful. So when you do a lot of extensor work, it's really nice sometimes to counter it with flexor work. Which another way of doing that is just simply thinking anything with abdominals, anything curling forward is flexor work. It lengthens the back out again. Good. You are finissimo. That's not a word, but I'm making it up. You're finished. So just lay and see how you are. Get up and see how you are. There's a phenomena that happens with this lesson is that it lightens up the arms. So it organizes the arms and the nape of the neck. So when you're ready, I'd like you to get up and just feel how you are standing. Feel how the freedom of the head is. See if there's resonance in the sternum. When you get the sternum moving, the head lightens up and the arms lighten up because there's a dialogue between the two. So if you just raise your arm, see if it feels lighter and see if there's resonance in the sternum. If the sternum isn't stuck and there's a little resonance with the arm. So maybe the arm turns a little bit. There's a little resonance with follow your fingertips, then your head will be going too. There's a little resonance in the whole rib cage. Right? Yeah, maybe it's a little sore. Yes. Okay. Bravo, everyone. Thank you.